Oh, it feels so weird being on this side of the camera. All right. What's up, everybody? We're back with another podcast episode. This episode is obviously the first of the video episodes that I'll be doing, and I'm hopefully going to do them permanently moving forward. I really want to push myself to put out more video content for the podcast and do more podcasts because I really, really enjoy them. So we'll chuck them on YouTube and we'll see how they track along after a couple of years, hopefully. This episode was filmed while I was in Thailand, and it's with a gentleman named James Gallagher. Really highly skilled Bellator MMA fighter, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, super inspirational dude, really nice guy, pretty provocative dude on the media platforms. But I think it suits his personality because he just doesn't give a shit what people think. He's there riding his own path. And I draw a lot of inspiration from people like that that are so tunnel visioned and so disciplined that the outside noise just doesn't get there, doesn't make its way in. So we have a chat for about 35, 45 minutes. It's only a short one because James had other commitments. But he was nice enough to give me that little slot of his time, and we chat a little bit about lifestyle and what it takes to be a fighter and discipline, what it's like in Thailand, living and training out of there. We actually shot this on the mats in Bangtao Muay Thai MMA. So I was limited to gear, so we only had one camera and mics sprawled out over the floor. And it was a little bit messy, but the content's pretty good, I think. And as always, feedback is welcome. I really appreciate it, good or bad. And yeah, I'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for jumping on, bro.
No worries, good to be on.
I appreciate it. What brings you to Thailand, man?
Mainly to train with Frank and George and Brad. So it is in the facility that they've got here, but when I was looking at it, you know what I mean, there's loads of nice facilities everywhere, but there's not too many like great coaches in great facilities.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then just to have the facility, the coaches, then to be on a tropical place, the sunshine, the beach.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a no-brainer to come and prepare for a fight here.
Yeah.
So it is. So that's why. That's mainly why.
Yeah. I guess you can train hard, and then like the beach is just there. There's good healthy food, like all that sort of shit too, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like paradise for fighters, you know what I mean? Because you get up in the morning, you come to the gym, you eat healthy food here, you go train hard, go to the beach, relax, get some sun, come back to the gym, more healthy food, and then it's just the lifestyle that it is here, do you know what I mean? And it's very like, it's like there's no distractions, there's no nothing going on, it's just what you do here, do you know what I mean? So it's very, very good place to come and train.
Yeah, man. I didn't know actually you used to train with or under John Kavanagh back in the day? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's where I started, and where I come from in Strabane. So I did that's like my hometown where I started.
Oh, that's where the nickname comes from.
Yeah, the Strabanimal. I was training there when I started training when I was 12. And then I had my first amateur fight at 13 against people in like their 20s and all this kind of thing. So I met John and stuff through then, like through when I was fighting, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And then after that, then it was kind of like I was a bit young to be fighting, do you know what I mean? So, but I lived like 4 hours away from him. So I still kept fighting and stuff. And then after a while, then I quit school. And he was like, well, if you stop fighting, just train, you can come like stay with me. So I went and like lived with John for like 2-3 years, I think it was, until I was able to get out on my own and that kind of thing and start making money and do this kind of thing, do you know what I mean? So John like took me in, fucking showed me the way, showed me how to learn, and so it was amazing few years.
That's crazy, bro. Like fighting at 13, like 13 you're not even like a teenager, proper teenager,
nah.
You're still like a fucking kid.
Yeah.
What was that like? Like you always had that bit of a sting, because you grew up in like a sort of like a rough sort of neighborhood, you've got a bit of a stink about you, bro.
I just love fighting. I grew up good, you know what I mean? There's always fights and stuff every other week, but
Irish lifestyle,
it's good. Always people always like come across with that stigma, do you know what I mean? But nah, life's good, you know what I mean? I had great parents and I grew up great, do you know what I mean? Grew up real good, and then after a while, I was just like fighting on the streets and the school and stuff like this. But it wasn't like fighting to be bad. It was more because it was fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like just, you know what I mean? Yeah. What else the fuck are we going to do? There's nothing to do. Do you know what I mean? So that is, so that's like the only, that's why we get into fights more so.
Yeah.
And then MMA kind of became a thing. And then I just was like, yeah, I want to do that. Do you know what I mean? I already did karate. But karate wasn't violent enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to get in there and actually hit people, hurt people. And but then there's no my age doing it. So then I was fighting people in 21, 22, you know what I mean? That kind of looked how I'm looking now.
Yeah.
And I was some little skinny kid. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck, that's cool.
So it was cool from that.
Did, what was I going to say? Like, jiu-jitsu, because like you're a like, long-term black belt. You've been a black belt for fucking like 3 or 4 years now.
Nah, well, I feel like I've been at black belt level for that, but I only got my black belt last year.
Oh, last year.
Yeah, so it is. But I was supposed to get it when, I think after my last fight, which was November 21, I think it was, 2021, I was supposed to get it then.
Yep.
So it was, and then I had to go back to America and stuff like that, so I just didn't get promoted, and then I went home, and then John, he gave me my black belt.
Yeah,
so
nice. Yeah,
still probably, of all the big fights, and fighting Madison Square Garden, doing that there, I don't think there's been a better achievement than receiving my black belt.
That's cool, man. You obviously love jiu-jitsu, but like why, because it's not like a fighting type of sport, you know, like why did you fall in love with it compared to like MMA, or is it always just a part of it?
Yeah, it's always just a part of it, but it's kind of like, I know it's not like a fighting sport where you're, but it's not the gentle art either.
It's fucking brutal. I train and compete, it's fucked.
Do you know what I mean? Right. It's when someone's driving their forearm into the side of your face, you know what I mean? It's as good as a smack. Yeah, it's not that gentle.
Yeah, especially when you start getting that like that high level of man, and like, and you start doing like submission grappling or no time limit shit, like it gets like.
But that's the best.
Yeah, endurance wise, man, it's like.
But it's kind of like the endurance, but I feel like that's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Is where if you do like anything else, that's rule sets.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Is where it's kind of like, all right, let's touch hands, start on the feet, and let's go.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, 100%. Why are we stopping? Like, we're not trying to score points. I'm not trying to do this. I'm trying to wear you down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get break a solid it. Position. And people, the thing is, where, you know, when you get into MMA and stuff as well, it's like, because you only got 5 minutes, but people get into mount.
Yeah.
Right, they get the back, and then it's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And it's like, 100%. No, I've just been going.
Yeah.
No, I've got to here. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm staying here when he's sitting on top of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do very little.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like that's where, kind of even knowing you're passing guard and stuff, and then no time limits kind of things, it's like, all right, I'm in guard, all I'm going to do is keep base.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get swept, I'm not going to get submitted, but I'm not in a rush to get passed.
Nah, man.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, it is like a lot like chess, like it's like a fucking methodical sort of game, man. I reckon that's why I like it so much, because it's like, there's no better feeling than being up like, I'm not super a big lover of point scoring in jiu-jitsu, but like, I love being like 12 more points up than nil or nothing, and there's fuck all to go, and you just wear them down, and then submit them right at the end, just cook them right at the
end. Well, I like an easy submission.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, I always do like a lot of guillotines, a lot of rear neck chokes, and people are like, oh, he's like, you know what I mean? He gets it a lot, and it's like, the funny thing is, what is like, when I get a choke, I don't even squeeze, I just hold it.
Yeah.
Just keep it. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of, that's how I do it. Do you know what I mean? Is where a lot of people emphasize on like, grabbing the neck, squeeze it off, sick man, just cook them down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Wait until they kind of give you it rather than trying to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like sinking a good knee right in and just saying there, like,
It's the best. So it is.
That's cool, man. And you've got a fight, you're here prepping for a fight in what, 6 weeks now?
Yeah, 6 weeks, August 11th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So it's been a while since I've fought. It's been, I guess that's over 2 years, just under 2 years, I think.
2020 was it?
Yeah,
was
2020, 21.
I think.
Yeah, so it is around that. It's been about 2 years, so just over, or just slightly under 2 years. So
yeah, nice.
I'm looking forward to stepping back in.
Fuck
there,
yeah. Keen.
Nice, yeah.
Is this one for a belt?
Nah, no, it's not for the belt, yeah. This is when I'm moving back up to featherweight, so it is. So
oh, yeah, putting weight back on.
Yeah, so I put on a bit of size again, and I just feel healthier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As we're cutting down to 135 all the time, it was kind of like, I was just shrinking my body every time, not eating. And then the thing is about it is, there's not much of a size difference or strength difference. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, people, we're just doing it anyway, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Where now I feel like I'm fitter, I'm healthier, I'm stronger, I'm just clear-minded, I'm eating more during training, so now I'm like eating to fuel training.
Yeah. You're at a more natural weight for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not like kind of eating less to kind of hover around a weight, to cut weight.
Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to like lose a little weight and then cut.
Yeah.
That's where I'm kind of like losing all this weight, hanging around there, and then doing a big weight cut.
Yeah, so you're already fucked before you got to cut the rest of like the water and all that sort of
like
shit.
Like two weight cuts, do you know what I mean? So I'm like just dieting all the way down and then all right, now I'm going to start water cutting, do you know what I mean?
It's miserable too because you're like, you end up, your lifestyle ends up being like really strict calorie counts and like,
Yeah,
I remember doing it like, and obviously nowhere near the level of you, but like I was like weighing cubes of fucking cheese and shit.
Yeah,
like
that's how these. Well, now I'm still doing that, but I'm like weighing lots of food. Not a little bit of food. Do you know what I mean? So when you can get out half a steak and slap it on, do you know what I mean? It's a lot better than slicing a little bit up and
cutting all the fat off everything. You can eat a chicken thigh instead of a chicken breast.
I work with a really good nutritionist, Tyler Minton, so I work with him like all year round, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, I'm never too far off being in good shape always. You know what I mean?
So I noticed that just from talking to you, you seem to be really strict with like looking after yourself, and like here for example in Thailand, like there's really high risk because of the humidity and everything and bacteria and the water's pretty shitty, like staff and all that. Like you seem to be really, really strict with like not over the top, but like super high level of hygiene. Your diet's really strict. I feel like you seem to like prioritize a lot of that stuff as well.
Well,
as your
I feel
training.
Like because that's me, and if I'm not the best, if I'm not waking up feeling clean, feeling fresh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then how can mobility, eating nutritious, good sleep, good rest, and how can I perform at my best? Do you know what I mean? If I'm not waking up an hour early to sharp, make sure I've got no fucking skin infections, make sure that I'm clean, nails all cut, like, do you know what I mean? How can you walk in here not feeling like, oh, I feel great, I feel amazing? You just can't do that, do you know what I mean? And that's just the...
Puts you in a good, like, mental space too.
And I mean, like, waking up, fucking making the bed.
Fucking hell. That was that big storm last night. Ripped that fence off, bro. There's, like, big bits of tin hanging out there. It's fucked up.
So it is, but but if I don't wake up and feeling fresh, feel good enough rest, fucking, do you know what I mean, Sean, nice creams and all that, so that everyone laughs at me, a little skincare routine. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking right, do you know what I mean? But then you look at people come in and they're, like, you know what I mean? They're all rubbed on and their fucking skin's all that. And I was like, that's your, I don't like that.
And you've got to roll with those and spar with those people.
No, I don't. I stay well away from those kind of people. I stay well away from those people. Nah, that's one thing you gotta choose. Pick and choose.
So when do you leave Thailand to go to, are you going to go straight from Thailand to the States?
Yeah, so it is. So thankfully, one of my best friends, he lives where I'm fighting at.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to go 2 weeks early because 12-hour time difference.
Yeah.
So I'll head out 14 days, 15 days beforehand.
Get through all that jet lag period and all that
so it'll take me 12 days. So it is, because it takes 1 hour per day for every hour of time difference.
Reset,
so it is, so I will head out there 14, 15 days beforehand. So I'll have 12 days to get adjusted and then have fight week then. Do you know what I mean? Get myself going.
Nice.
And do
That's
a bit
good.
Of media, have a bit of fun, get Fuck the vibes going, get up, you know what I mean? So first week's just get rid of jet lag, feel good. Once you get all that done, then it's party time, as they say.
That's good, man. And Bellator, like, they've had you for years now, man. Like, what, 2015 or 2016 or something?
Yeah, I was 17, 18 years old. I signed to Bellator. I'm 26 now, so.
Yeah,
I've been there a long time, bro. Bellator's, it's been amazing, bro.
They seem like they've been really, really good to you. And I've loved watching Bellator. Like, I've always enjoyed Bellator from when it sort of started. I'd even be, like, safe to say, like a lot of the UFC cards, like the Bellator cards, I prefer over them. And they're starting to get like a lot more fighters in their roster and a lot more like regular, like high level guys fighting and stuff. Like, I love like Lovato and stuff.
I've found the same cards him a few times.
Yeah, I know this.
It's funny because when I was a kid doing jiu-jitsu, like, he would have been like, I used to buy his books. Like, I've got his books and fucking DVDs and all stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, in the house, you know what I mean? It's like funny when
his headquarters DVD series, I've got it at home. I still watch it. I literally still watch it.
So I just buying it off eBay when I was like fucking 13 or whatever. It's funny, do you know what I mean? And then to be on the same card as those guys, and Yeah, man, it's a bit weird, you know what I mean, sometimes, but
yep.
But that's just where I'm at.
Where are you at mentally, like, you know, like some people, like some fighters treat it as like a business and entertainment sort of industry where they're just there for the money and to entertain and take the purse, and the fighting's like, yeah, like they're good fighters and they put the time in and all that sort of stuff, but then there's other guys that are like, who, like Cowboy, like who are there, just they just love getting in a stink, and yeah. they'll take any card, any fight, whenever.
Yeah. So those people are quite average, I feel.
Yeah.
Not average. Cowboy's one of the best fighters in the world, but they're kind of like getting good at everything. It's like where you got to pitch your mind in so many different places.
Yeah. Okay.
Mentally, you got to be everywhere.
Yeah. So where are you at with that? Like everywhere. How do you find to? Is it timing? So do you try and prioritize? Oh, at this period of time, I need to prioritize my training and fighting and have that fight mindset.
So
and
it's then, like swinging plates.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is. So it's like, you know what I mean? Or if you've got like if it's like in a bar graph, you know what I mean? If it's like little, you know, if you're like playing an Xbox and you got so many lives, you know what I mean? So you're pitting into like what do you prioritize?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is the thing is about where, like prize fighting and all this kind of stuff is where people get lost in this kind of thing, and that's where people like either rise, they go level, because they can't be truthful with themselves.
Yep.
It's one of the most hardest things to do is like, where am I bad at this? Am I good at this? And you think you're a lot better at a lot of things that you're not that good at.
I do know what you mean. And what's that like for you personally? Like how do you see yourself with that?
Man, I just love doing it all.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So I want to be the best at it all. So for me, it's not that hard thing to come to the reality of not being that good at something. Because I've never been like, growing up and stuff, do you know what I mean? I've never been the most athletic person, or do you know what I mean? Like, I was always like, I was athletic, but when I was a kid, I was like, fuck it, do you know what I mean? And stuff, I wasn't like most athletic, but it's kind of like, I'm very good at doing what it takes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Put in
so
the work.
I can very like, look at myself in the mirror and go, I need to work on this. And whether that's my mentality, whether it's my wrestling, whether it's my jiu-jitsu, whether it's my striking, it's cardio. I'm usually very good at that. Do you know what I mean? So that's probably one of my best abilities, is being able to tell myself what I need to work on.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's good. And and hold yourself accountable to that too. And being, like you say, honest with yourself. I mean, like,
because when you get so much good at, you get so complacent that, like,
100%.
If your jiu-jitsu is so good, you're like, well, why do I got to strike when I can just choke everybody?
Yeah.
If you're knocking everybody out, well, why do I need to fucking do jiu-jitsu when I can just knock everyone out?
Yeah.
And then if you're fucking making tons of money and you've got, like, tons of fame, I'm sure you're going, well, why the fuck do I got to train if I've got tons of money?
Yeah,
do you know
I don't
what
need
I mean?
To fight. Yeah.
Yeah, so then it's just about, like, well, what are you about?
What's true to you,
What's true to you?
That's
and
true.
For me, it's every fucking one of them things. So it's not too hard to keep it all rolling, you know what I mean? I want all the money, I want to become the best, I want to become the most humble, cocky, switched on person there is. I want to do it all, bro, do you know what I mean? So so you just gotta work on it, you know what I mean? Because it's physically impossible to do it all. But I'm going to come fucking close.
Do you
know what I mean?
It's definitely a massive sacrifice. Like, fighting in general is a massive sacrifice. But then you get to your level where you're like...
Yeah, so this was... It's like... Is it a sacrifice or is this me?
Yeah.
100%. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like if you're sacrificing so much...
If you treat it as a sacrifice, then are you meant to be there?
Yeah, is this really for you? If it's really that difficult, or do you really want to fight? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you really want this lifestyle if you're sacrificing so much?
Mm-hmm.
It's like for me, I sacrifice time from like my parents.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I sacrifice time from my family. I sacrifice time from my friends. Do you know what I mean? And then even at that, it's kind of like, is that a sacrifice?
Yeah.
Or is because like my dad's coming here on Sunday. My family, my mother's on to me every day, how's training going? My friends are asking me how's training going.
Yeah.
Is that a sacrifice, or am I doing these people proud? So then if I'm doing these people proud, what am I sacrificing?
Exactly.
I'm doing, because if I'm spending time with them, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Then I'm sacrificing. That's a let down for them.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm letting them down. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm spending time having fun. I'm not putting in the work to make these people proud, to show them what they always believed in me, what I told them, what I'm capable of.
Yep.
Because I convinced them that I'm going to do this.
That makes total sense, man.
So now that I convinced them, now that they believe in me.
Yep.
Not that it ever took much convincing to my parents or anything like this. They believed in me, do you know what I mean? Because they could see the work. So it's kind of like, so what is the sacrifice? Because I feel like if I'm not here doing the mat, spending time away, then I'm sacrificing everything I promised to them.
Yeah.
I sacrifice so much more than that few times, no, that time.
I know
that
exactly
I'm away.
What you mean.
So it is because they support me so much. So it would only be such a sacrifice of time and whatever it is if they didn't support me.
And that, yeah, so that makes total sense.
That I've got like such a good family, such good friends, such a good support system of people that believe in me and support me and make me feel that
you're meant to be here.
That I'm meant to be here, away from all that, away from doing normal things.
It's your purpose.
It's my purpose. Do you know what I mean? Man. And they make me believe that it is, and remind me that that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How do you find, like, I have like mindset stuff with like discipline and motivation. Like I reckon, like with what I do, pursuing like media and business. Like there's days where I don't feel motivated at all. Mm. But I still do what I need to do because of discipline. I'm like, I don't reason with myself. I don't negotiate. I say like, I get up, I need to do this, regardless of whether I feel like doing it or not, I need to do it.
Yeah.
Do you find that is exactly the same in your game?
100%, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I'm living the dream, but shit sucks. Like, it's not like all, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, but even on them days that it sucks, like, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I need to seek suffering and things that suck for life to be good.
Yeah, well, then, like, you know how bad the bads are, so you can actually see how good the good is, like.
But I disagree with that because...
Do you?
Yeah, because when you get good at doing stuff that sucks, things are good, always.
That's a good way of looking at it. That's a good way of looking at it,
Do you know
actually.
What I mean?
That's
it's
cool.
Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like someone know that they don't like fucking doing, I don't know, like dieting or something like this. Well, if I can just convince my mind... to just get good at that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That doesn't mean that it doesn't suck, but I know that I can't be broken.
Yeah.
Off that playing field.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just different kind of things. It's like I seek that discomfort.
Yep.
That it frees up your life. Because if something's so hard that like, oh, I gotta go running today. And you're waking up and you go, fuck's sake, and you get it done anyway. And it's like, well, if you just get good at doing that, I'm going running today.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. And it doesn't occupy a space in your mind where you try and like, oh, fuck, I don't feel like it, I'm tired. And blah. You go and you don't make excuses and you just go like, you get up and run.
But that's a thing that you got to work.
100%.
You know what I mean? Some days you wake up and it's like, yeah, it fucking sucks. But you get, yeah, it sucks. But tomorrow it's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Sucks, but let's get it. So now I'm excited to do something that sucks because I know I can do it.
Yeah.
I was ready to run last week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I got up on a fucking 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning to go running or whatever it is that you're fucking put your mind to doing.
Yeah.
But you get up and do it. But then the next week you're going, that sucks, but I want to get that time this week.
Yeah. I want to
beat
that time.
Yep. I'm going to do this. So then it's not... Then after a while, it's like, oh, I can't wait for Sunday morning to get up and beat that time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's because now you're comfortable.
You create that momentum too, through consistency.
You're getting comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah, yep.
And that's what it is. So then once you get that, then you gotta go find something else.
Mm.
So this is where I'm getting at, you know, people and they're fighting and they get good at jiu-jitsu, they're making money, they're doing this and they're doing that. So this is back to that. It's like, because you get comfortable doing that. So it's easy. It's easy for me to go in and fucking do right and get someone's back and choke, because that's what I'm best at.
Yeah.
That's what I'm comfortable at. People are like, oh, you're, you know what I mean? How come you don't get gassed out fucking on someone's back? It's because I'm it's
meant
like
to be
waking
there.
Up in the morning, do you know what I mean? That's what it's like for me.
Yep.
So it is, so you gotta make every aspect of your life like that, and that's what I've kind of do, like coming here. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you got just walking into a new gym on my own, just coming on me, it's like it's kind of uncomfortable for a lot of high-level athletes to come out of their comfort zone.
Mm.
But that's where I thrive. That's where I do. It's like now when I go to America to fight, I just walk up, show up there and fight.
Yeah.
It's like I'm
here, yeah.
That's where I thrive. Do you know what I mean? I thrive in that where everyone else is feeling, oh, this is tense. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'll be sitting back with my arms crossed going, I feel great.
I'm like, meant to be here.
This, I'm going to go today. Yeah. Like, let's go.
So you're sort of leaning into those difficult situations that sort of make you...
I seek uncomfortable.
You should. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm big on, like, I take, like, risks and stuff, like, like smart risks, but, like, I'd lean into, like, a risky scenario rather than sit back and be, like, comfortable with where I'm at.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, like, it's very easy to, like, it's easy to fix problems.
Mm.
Fixing problems isn't that difficult to do, and it's actually what, like, why you have a purpose to do this, because you want to fix things and you want to get things right, and that's what keeps you interested in things. But being able to, like, seek on like to seek uncomfortability. That's the hard part.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? But when you're when you feel it, that it just creates problems for you that you gotta fix.
100%.
So it's like, why is people so nervous about getting into that uncomfortability? Mm. Where all that gives you is like happiness, because whether it goes good or it goes bad, it gives you a list of problems.
And you can learn from
it. Did you learn from it? So it's actually, if you win or lose, it's not like, or it's win or learn, do you know what I mean, kind of thing. It's not like, there's no difference.
Nah.
Because this is one of the things that I've done the good and I've done the bad and I've learned from it, is that sometimes when you win like back to back consecutively, you're on top of the world, is if you can go and find out like all like the bad things you did,
mm-hmm.
and all the good things, work on all the bad things and just celebrate the good ones a little bit, not too much. Is where sometimes like when you do it and you're like, yeah, I'm top of the world, I'm this and that, then you've stopped seeking, see that you forgot about, oh yeah, escape that move, but I could have done better.
100%.
But you didn't, it doesn't matter, I won.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you can learn from wins, that's like when you go to that championship level.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? My old man was always like that with, like, I used to hate it when I was a kid, going through like all different sorts of sports and stuff. He always used to tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah.
He would like give you, he would give you praise for winning a game or beating that person in a match or whatever, but he'd always like pick out the things that you did incorrectly.
Yeah.
But what it did for me was like, right, I'll show you, you old motherfucker, like, you old bastard. I'm gonna, you won't be able to say that to me next time.
It
motivated me to really push and like improve.
Yeah.
But at the time I hated it. I thought he was like being like an asshole.
You see, it's where I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah.
If I get pushed, and that's one thing, like my parents stuff, they support my career so much, but if I don't wanna go train, they won't make me go train. I have to. Because that's not, I'm kind of more like, if you're like, do that, I'll probably like, fuck out of here, I'm not doing that.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But I like kind of like sitting back and analysing and like looking at it, like, I don't have to do this, but this is not good and that's not going to change.
Yeah.
If I don't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, but then it's kind of like, and then when it doesn't go right, it's like kind of like, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then that's one of the biggest things that my parents have always like shown me. It's like, there's never a big failure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's never...
Yep.
It's always big enough to have that burn inside you.
Yeah.
But never big enough to, like, do you know what I mean? You shouldn't get down too much. If you get down, it fuels you enough to get back in and fix it. But never enough to affect your life.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? Nothing to keep you up at night. Make nothing to sleep. Life's good.
Yeah. It is, man.
Life's good, do you know what I mean? And that's the thing. And it's like, over the last few years, I've had a few big losses in life in general and just fucking and fights and... And like, when you look back at it, man, it's those lessons and how life is, and probably some of the worst days that you, at the time, feels the worst thing ever.
Yeah, bro.
But it's not that bad.
Nah, it's not. People
are so much worse than me.
Bro.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, what, because you got this, or someone takes this from you, someone does this to you, and it's kind of like, oh, well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work on what needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
Spend a little time with
control what I can control.
Control what I control and let go of the rest. You know what I mean? So it is a good way to have it in the head.
And the people I can't gel with are the people that complain about everything but aren't willing to put in the work to get themselves out of a situation or fix the problem.
Because the problem's going to be there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it. It's like kind of... That's why I'm so thankful for, like, my parents never pushed me or anything, but they always taught me that your problems are always going to be there if you don't address it. They're never going to go away. But they're not that bad.
No.
Like, don't be getting so uptight about the whole stress and about, it's like, just do what you got to do. Get rid of the fucking thing and continue on, you know what I mean? And if it's not that important or you really don't want to do it, then you shouldn't be worried about it.
100%. 100%.
It's one way or the other, do you know what I mean?
And it's literally that black and white.
It's either bad enough for you to like, oh, I'm going to fucking work my bollocks off here to fix this.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that with pride,
mm-hmm.
or else you're going to go, fuck you, man, I'm not doing fucking nothing. I'm going to sit here in the couch, you know what I mean? You can have those problems all you want. So that's where you have to be with it.
That's it, yeah. That's the best mindset or mentality to have around it, I reckon.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, bro? So, like, obviously you got your fights and stuff, and long-term, what are you looking to achieve? Like, obviously belts and like, championship status. But your career, like, where do you see that 5 or 10 years from now? Like, where do you want to get to?
10 years is a tricky one because things move that fast in the MMA game. But for the next like 5 years, I want to go down as one of the. No, I want to go down as number one. I want to be a world champion.
Yep. So in just Bellator. whatever weight position, like featherweight, I suppose.
Yeah. So I'm going up to featherweight now for this one, and I'd say I'll make a run for the belt. So over the next two to three years.
Nice. So yeah. if you win this match, where does that put you?
It doesn't. I don't think it'll rank me, but none of us are ranked at the minute. So I was ranked number seven of bantamweight.
Yep.
But now I'm moving up to featherweight, so I'm no longer ranked in that weight class. So I'll fight this guy, probably get someone then, maybe in the top 15 after that, and then maybe make
start
a run.
Start the title run.
Yes, maybe start a title run after that. So I'd say two or three fights.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like three fights within the next 6 months.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, so I would have liked this one, one at the end of the year, and one at maybe February.
Keep that
time.
Momentum.
Yeah, keep that. I heard rumors maybe about a show back in Ireland in February.
So yeah, okay.
Yeah, so maybe have one in the States now in August.
Yep.
One at the end of the year, maybe a nice little one before Christmas time. And then maybe have a tasty one then, a spicy one in February.
That's sick, man.
So it is, but that's it's kind of thing you can hope all you want, but that's down to me.
Yeah.
So it is. So it's kind of like when you work with, it's a funny thing though. People like they always say like promotions and it's like this and it's like that and like politics and all, but it's not really. You write your own picture.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? If I come out here now and I starch these next two guys.
Yep.
I create enough attention to this thing. I'm next in line to get that.
Quick.
It moves you quick.
Yeah.
And it's people like are like, oh, you can like talk your way in or you can fight your way in. You can't really.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? It's statistics are statistics and data is data. If I walk out there and blitz this guy and create enough attention to that, well then that's you are next.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I go out there and blitz this guy and there's no noise about it, no one's interested in it, I'm not really next.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? If I go out there and I don't blitz this guy, create enough noise and do this, well, you're still not really next.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's the thing is like, there's no, and that's what I love about Bellator and there's such good relationships. And that's basically what they tell me as well. And they speak to Mike Kyogen and stuff like this. Mm. Like, you got to show up, you got to fight, and you got to win, and you got to create enough noise, you got to create enough tension, you got to create enough hype, you got to create enough draw.
Yeah.
And draw is not creating noise and people like, oh, looking at you. A draw is like, oh, what's he doing there?
Yeah.
How did he take that guy's back? How did he choke him like that? And then they're looking at you and you're, have you got it?
Yeah.
Are you a likable guy? Are you a dislikable guy?
Mm.
And that doesn't mean you have to be likable.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? It has to be something.
Yeah.
About you.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And that people that are stoic have something about them. People that are crazy have something about them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just kind of, what have you got?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Building an image, I guess.
Yeah. And now you got to paint your picture.
Yeah.
And if your picture is well enough painted.
Yeah. And cement it too.
And that's it.
Yeah. And cement it in the situation. So where like down the track, you've got enough, or you call it fame or whatever you want to call it, that you can like influence situations.
But that has to come for, you have to have backing.
So you have to,
influence is not enough.
No.
You've got to have a couple of first round finishes, got to have outstanding performances to back this influence.
Yeah.
Because you need data to back influence. Influence is not enough. I go, oh, I got 20,000 people fucking wants to see me fight. And it's like, yeah, but if you're going to go out here and get starched.
Get your head punched in, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not really so. That's where it all swinging around. The boys come in and keep all the plates spinning. You have to do it all. So what one needs, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is. That's the name of the game.
Hard work, bro.
Yeah.
Hard work. All right, man. I better let you go and get
nice
your fucking.
Nice one, bro. Thanks very much.
You.
I appreciate it. It's good
I appreciate
to be
the time,
on.
Man.
Nah, no worries, bro. No worries.
Sounds good. We go and get on, jump on that date with your lady boy.
Perfect timing. Which one?
All right, we're out.